Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh man, like that, it's, I understand for fan bases it means something, but like I don't think that they are out there like actively going, how can we just make sure we promote the SEC and bury other teams?
Most compelling game, what is it?
I think it has to be Oklahoma, Tennessee. Because it is an actual lose-or-lease town.
I think you're probably right. Maybe my SEC bias is showing. I think Vanderbilt and Texas is second.
It would be nice for Vanderbilt to put us out of our Texas misery and just be done with them for the season.
Well, it should be another fun weekend of college football, even if it isn't what we originally thought it was going to be.
I also, there's a lot of games out there that you're like, I think we could get to Saturday and be like, oh, this is a day of chaos.
Maybe. We will see. I would welcome that. Have you, last thing, real quick, because we got to get to Chris Harrington. Have you ever been to Fayetteville?
I have. I've covered a couple games there.
I will not be here for the Grizzlies game tomorrow. The guy who was the best man in my wedding, he's getting married, and I'm going to be his best man, and he's having his bachelor party in on the lake in Fayetteville. So I'm looking forward to it. We are going to go not to the game, Arkansas and Mississippi State, but we're going to go stop in and check out Fayetteville.
You got to go to Wright's Barbecue, man.
Wright's Barbecue. That's exactly what I was going to ask.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Wright's Barbecue.
Yep.
I've made the note. If you have any other Fayetteville notes, shoot them to me. We will talk to an Arkansas native when we come back. This is Drew Hill filling in for for Jeff Calkins.
Close enough.
Common mistake. Used to do that for a long time on 92.9 FM ESPN. Chris, tell us what we're listening to.
It's So Gone by Monica, produced by Missy Elliott. Really peak of powers, Missy Elliott, in the early 2000s. I love the crackle, the way that record sounds. One of my favorite R&B songs of the early aughts. Monica will be in concert tonight at FedEx Forum, along with Brandy, the Boy Is Mine tour.
It was a fun Grizzlies game last night. It went pretty late. Did you stay up?
Yeah, I stayed up. I mean, it could have gone later. There were no free throws in the first half.
Yeah,
like we did have some, you know, some unnecessary altercations that required video review, so that slowed it back down again.
First half flew, second half dragged.
Yeah.
Felt like
Grayson Allen got involved, and then that just slowed everything down.
Yeah, I know.
He's known to
trip up a game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah,
you missed the rim shot, Jeffrey. Get on your game. There we go.
Yeah. Sorry, we don't have Zoom anymore, and so I'm trying to get everything set up for Kevin next segment, and it's going.
Man, I was joking. I didn't expect you to come through like that.
I know.
Good job.
Obviously, it was a fun one for a number of different reasons. The Grizzlies, I thought the theme was just survive a game on the road like that.
Yeah.
What did you make of just the pace and the style?
Obviously, for a team like the Grizzlies right now, they're not the Oklahoma City Thunder. News alert: any road win is a good win, right? Any road win, you're playing a team that's not good, but it's a team that has Devin Booker, who like has been averaging 30 points a game, and like that's a real dude. And so you're on the road against a team with a real dude. Like they were favored by, I actually looked at it yesterday, they were favored by 1.5 points, right? So this was considered a toss-up game. even all of that said, watching it, to me, it felt like they should have like grabbed hold of the game a little bit stronger than they did. And in the fourth quarter, where it felt like they were finally getting some separation, then John and Jaron both go to the bench, and it kind of then it becomes like a basically a tie game or a single possession game again, and they come back with like 4 minutes to go, and at that point, anything can happen in a game. I felt it was a weird Ja game to me in that probably his best box score line of the season in totality, but to me, it felt like he never really sort of took control of the game until the very last moment when he had to, and then he just did, you know? And so,
I
like, mission accomplished.
In the fourth quarter, though. Like, late in the game, he was the player that found
Well,
Howard
he was good
for
a lot of the game. Otherwise, he wouldn't have put up 28, 8, right. and 7 or whatever. But it just didn't feel like – it felt like – and this is a testament to his talent. It felt like he was coasting a little bit and coasting his way to, like, an incredible stat line a little bit to me.
Yes. But late in that game, I mean, it wasn't just a shot.
I think if they had played him – and I'm not saying they should have, but if they just played him through the fourth – I think they may have ended the game, and he could have sat the last 3 minutes. It could have been one of those kind of things.
Yes, absolutely. I thought it was another good performance by Cedric Coward, obviously.
Yep.
But it wasn't his best.
My guy's got alley-oop dunks now two nights in a row.
Yeah.
This team needs more dudes who can just rise up and slam it down. Santi Aldama alone is not enough, you know, other than Ja. Someone's got to catch the passes. And so Cedric Coward, man, the first one was from the one last night was from Conchar. Then I think he had one from Javon Small earlier in the season. We finally got the Ja Morant to Cedric Coward transition alley-oop dunk. First of many.
And then we'll get eventually Zach Edey back, and then they'll have three guys that can jump and dunk it on a Ja Morant lob. But
I don't know if Edey needs a jump, but he can dunk.
Stick his arm up and
right.
I thought one of the more underrated plays of the game was on the Devin Booker miss while the Suns were up by one. That was not an easy rebound.
That's a stick your nose in and get the ball. Yeah.
And he really skied for that one. And I also thought, you know, I don't know what you just to break down the last play in general, the Ja Morant game winner. It was also pretty smart of Santi to pass it to Ja, I guess, when he did.
He tried to do that just before it had a turnover, right?
Right.
And so execution matters. But, yeah, the thing about Santi had a couple bad plays like that. One I came up with the term not quite highlight, not of Ja Morant, but Santi had a not quite highlight.
I know exactly.
With the baseline full spin behind the back bounce pass to Jaron in the corner that got intercepted. I applaud the effort.
Would have been the highlight of the season.
Yes, I'm in favor generally of dudes trying stuff, and I think sins of aggression to me are better than like sins of meekness or whatever. And so Santi had a couple bad plays, but it was byproducts of he had a really aggressive game, and the positives overcame the negatives with him playing aggressive basketball.
Do you make anything of like, I don't know, Santi was one of the guys getting called out for letting Draymond punk him, right?
Yeah.
And he did respond. Like,
yeah, he had a good game.
Do you think
10 rebounds in 20-something minutes off the bench? They need that.
Do you think it's mostly just, like, nonsense when people bring up, like, the toughness question and all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think players have different styles and different games, and he is more of a skill finesse player. He just is. And I'm, you know, you could be an all-time great player. Pau Gasol was kind of like that, you know, another thin Spanish 7-footer who the Grizzlies had, and people complained forever that he was a finesse player. I was always like, yeah, that finesse player is averaging 22, 9, and 4 and 2 blocks, and when, you know, what are we doing here? Santi is more of a skill finesse kind of player, but, you know, he is capable when you rev up. I mean, his play of the season was blocking Zion Williamson late in the opener, right? And so I think I last season people remember Desmond Bane yelling at him to play better defense, right, on the sideline. I think Santi needs to – all players have things they need to do better at, and he needs to be more consistently aggressive and more consistently physical to the degree he's capable of being so, right? He's not going to be Draymond Green, but he can be a more physical version of himself, and I think that would be to the betterment of himself and the team. So, yeah, I think that's a legitimate thing to bring up.
He does seem to be a player that can get, like, revved up by the opponents.
Yes.
I think that might have been targeted by Draymond.
Yeah, and I think that's good, you know?
Yeah.
I think, you know, you have to channel emotion But if you can channel emotion, I think a lot of players play better, you know, when you know, Ja certainly does.
Yeah. Back to the last shot. So I saw the stat last night. Ja has 8 go-ahead scores in the last 10 seconds of the game since 2019.
Yeah.
Jason Tatum has 9.
How good would he have to be at that over the course of a whole season? If let's say he plays 67 games. How good would he have to be over the course of a whole season at that for people to be willing to vote for him for like on this like Clutch Player of the Year award? I think he'd have to overcome a lot of you know bias that's been created against him. But like he kind of is that guy.
Yeah, no, he is. And but the difference between Jason Tatum and Ja Morant is Ja shooting 50% on those shots.
This is my point.
Jason Tatum shooting 27% on those shots. And I don't know, like Clutch Player of the Year is a season award, right?
Yeah.
It's not a
and it's
career
award
achievement.
No one, it's an award no one cares about, but I'm just saying, when I saw that, I just thought about, like, what's the willingness to, like, to give Ja his laurels for that?
If we were just to dissect those particular moments, what do you think makes Ja so good?
Well, I think he can... There's a lot of talk about, you know, the shooting, developing, not developing. He finally hit some last night. There's a lot of talk about is can he still get to the rim the way he did earlier in his career? Does he want to still get to the rim? Is he not dunking because he doesn't want to dunk? Self-preservation? Is he just not as explosive? The one thing that hasn't changed that I don't think is going to anytime soon, the combination of handle and quickness. Quickness is a little bit different from explosion, right? The combination of handle and quickness, he can find a spot in the lane to get off a floater or mid-range jump or something like that. Whenever he wants to, for the most part. So his ability to create that shot is at a super elite level. There are very few other players, if any, you know, SGA is a different kind of thing, but there are a few players who can create that shot basically whenever they want. And to me, he is the fill to make it. And so I just think that is, you know, if you're looking for what is the most special, the individual most special thing about Ja Morant, I mean, I always point to his vision and all of that. But the single thing that's most... the highest level thing that he has is probably that combo of handle and quickness to get to a spot like that, to get a shot like that off anytime he wants.
I am particularly impressed by his instincts in those moments.
Yeah, no,
that's
another feel for the game thing. Yeah.
When to shoot the floater and when to get all the way to the rim. And right. I was actually looking through those numbers. Our friend Keith Parrish sent me some stuff on StatHead this morning. It's a good mix of that, right? Like,
yeah.
A lot of these late-game shots are Ja getting to the floater like he did last night, like he did against New Orleans. But he also gets all the way to the rim in some of these situations, too. And it just feels like he's got this incredible feel for what to do.
100%.
When, you know?
100%. He, and that's why, you know, there was always the talk about, you know, this thing for the Grizzlies the last couple of years about, you know, whether it's screen and roll or spread out. And there's the idea of, you spread out and, you know, Ja can go one-on-one, you get more space, you don't bring people. I think he's good feeling the bodies around him and feeling that space and navigating those small spaces. I think he just has an elevated sense of feeling that around him, and it's not really a problem because he can get into the small crevices and find the space and get shots off.
Isolo made some interesting decisions last night, I thought, especially with the rotation.
Second half,
the game.
Especially.
What did you make of his decisions to sort of move away from some players and go to others?
Well, there's a few things there. I mean, one thing, the last two games, he's tightened the rotation a little bit. It hasn't been the 12. It's been 10, mostly. I think that's a sign of, like, you know, some of the guys. It's one thing to play 12 when you have all your guys. When you're missing 5 guys, 4 of which would be in your rotation at any size, then that means when you're playing 12, you're playing like 3 two-way guys and the 15th and 14th guy on the roster. I just think that's a hard thing to do. So I think it's been a smart adjustment for him to go away from that. I suspect he may want to go back to it when he has reinforcements, and I'm fine with that. But I think, you know, cutting off the bottom of the roster to shrink the rotation has been good. I think in the second half, when Javon Small, who's a rookie second-round draft pick on a two-way contract, who's, I think, acquitted himself well given all that, he struggled in the first half. Then when he started struggling in his first rotation in the third quarter, he adjusted away from that. And that adjustment probably, I don't know if they win the game if he doesn't make that adjustment. He adjusted to Cam Spencer. And I think what we saw from Cam Spencer in the second half was sort of a vision of he shifted into the Ty Jerome role, right? What the Ty Jerome role is going to be, where you're the backup point guard who also plays shifts off ball to play with Morant some. And I think he was effective in that role. the fact that he was able to be effective in that role in that situation, I think is good, a good sign from Cam Spencer. And then I think closing the game, you know, what we've seen in the last few games is that Cedric Howard and Santi Aldama, who come in together as the first subs, have basically been the co-six men on the team. And then they go with them finishing, I think, was the right move. So I think he made lots of right moves last night. There's one thing I don't like that he's been doing, which we could talk about. But to your point, I think he made lots of adjustments on the fly that helped them win that game.
What do you not like?
So I've mentioned this on social media a couple of times. I feel like I'm being trolled with this one. Or maybe he lost a bet. I think maybe Isolo lost a bet.
We got to be careful saying that.
Oh, you're right. I think maybe a friendly challenge was issued. I'm just making stuff up. Maybe a friendly challenge was issued, and it was, what is the least athletic lineup you can put on the floor that includes Ja Morant? And the second most used five-man lineup for the Memphis Grizzlies through five games, the first most used is, of course, the starters, right? The second most used lineup, which was again last night, was Ja Morant surrounded by Cam Spencer, Jalen Wells, John Conchar, and Jock Landale.
Oh, we talked about
that lineup
this.
Cannot score. I looked at watching the game. I'm watching it saying, this lineup can't score. And then you look at the numbers, and again, it's only five games, but 17 minutes, second most used lineup. They are scoring at a rate of 75 points per 100 possessions, which is putrid. It's just like, Ja, just bail us out. But the funny thing is, the other side of that coin, which is like you take the other five guys in the team in rotation and that lineup, which is the third most used lineup, that lineup's doing great. So I think it's a little. I think this is a journey of discovery. He's got to figure out a balance that'll work a little bit better.
I don't know if you're familiar, but
that lineup, I can't with this lineup.
It is funny that you bring it up because DeMichael and I were sitting there watching Saturday's game.
Yeah,
and he used that exact. No, lineup.
The last three games, he's gone to it every game. In the last three, it's a more normal rotation, and it cannot score.
And we were joking how there's the internet meme of the exciting whites section
yes.
Of wine, and right. we labeled that lineup the not so exciting whites lineup because like it at least it has Ja. I mean, Ja brings it up a little bit.
I think that's kind of, and this is not the first time this has happened. I think there were some Taylor Jenkins years that were like this, where when you break up your starters, you're trying to figure out these mixed lineups of starters and bench. There's been this thing, and it makes sense. To me, it's a philosophical question. There's not a right or wrong. It's like when you break it up, what do you do with it, right? So who are you putting with Ja? Who are you putting in the non-Ja lineup, right? And what they've tended to do is rely on Ja to elevate other guys who can't create for themselves in the Ja lineups and then stack the non-Ja lineup, non-Ja lineups of more dynamic players, right? There's a logic to that. Like Ja can create easier shots for guys who can't create for themselves. But I almost think of it the other way. I want to elevate Ja's skill set by giving him guys who can finish, who can play above the rim and catch these passes and help weaponize Ja's creativity. And, like, I'm sorry, the Cam Spencer, John Conchar, Jalen Wells, Jock Landale lineup, that's not weaponizing Ja's speed and passing ability. It's really not.
So we got the Lakers coming in
next. He has not played a lot with Cedric Howard this season relative to other combinations.
Ja?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that actually shows.
Yeah.
The entering last night's game, I mean, it's minuscule sample size, but like Javon Small and Cedric Howard had the best offensive rating as a two-man lineup on the Grizzlies.
Prior to last night, and I'm sure this has changed from last night with the early exit for Javon Small, but through the first four games, Jaren Jackson has played more total minutes with Javon Small than he has with Ja Morant in the first four games of the season.
A lot of that is spacing it out.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's sort of dividing those lineups. And so, you know, it's an ongoing question.
Lakers coming in Friday. Austin Reeves.
He's on one.
Is a flamethrower. Right
yeah.
Now. What do you make of that game?
They're probably going to have Cedric Howard guard them. That's what they've been doing. And to me, that's the wildest thing about the Cedric Howard thing is they're not. I mean, they have Jalen Wells and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope on this team, right? You could hide him on a lesser player and let him, like, you know, be more of a, you know, rim protector, you know, secondary rim protector, help defense guy. They've been throwing him on, like, Curry and Booker.
Look, they found the blueprint last year with Jalen Wells.
Yeah, no, this is what they're doing. Feed it early and like accelerate this development.
Yeah. That they're following the blueprint for sure. So Austin Reeves had 20 points last night. He hits the game winner against Minnesota. Also, Jake LaRavia.
How about that?
27 points.
Did you see the Anthony Edwards clip?
It is the best. Jeffrey, we may need you to pull that up. We may need you to pull up the Jake LaRavia and Anthony Edwards clip so we can play it. One of the funniest moments of the season in which a fan yells out, who is 12?
Right. Anthony Edwards is injured, not in the game. He's sitting on the bench in a sweatsuit, tracksuit, and he puts his arms out wide and responds to the fan, that's what I'm saying. I don't know either.
Jake LaRavia finally announced himself to the Lakers faithful, it felt like, in the game last night. You got it, Jeffrey? Let's hear it. You can barely hear it, right. But you can barely hear it.
It's better
with
video.
You got to be able to read the lips.
So was LaRavia, did LaRavia wear 12 in college, and now he's able to go back to that because he couldn't wear 12 when he was with the Grizzlies, or is this a Ja Morant homage with his number 12 jersey?
I have no idea what number Jake LaRavia wore in college. Right. I can't tell you. I watched a ton of Wake Forest basketball.
He wore 0 at Wake.
Okay.
Where did he start? Indiana State? Isn't that right?
Illinois, Indiana? I don't know. Not Indiana State, because we would have made a lot of Larry Bird jokes if that were the
case. No, he did.
He did.
Oh, was he? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we messed up. We should have been making more Larry Bird jokes. I don't know. Maybe it's just a Ja Morant tribute. Maybe it's going to try to get some of that Call 12 dust, rubbed off on him.
Before we get you out of here, I wrote a feature today about the Grizzlies and their tradition of having the rookies go pick up food at South Main Sushi. You made a statement last night on the, or yesterday, I should say, on our podcast that said, go eat at your favorite downtown restaurant.
Well, I just don't, to me, I don't want to get derailed on this, but to me, it feels like there was some like civic ordinance passed in the last 5 years that every time you talk about anything Memphis related, you have to do some throat clearing and say, well, of course people are scared to go downtown, or of course, I just reject it all. It's fine. Go downtown. I had drinks with someone a couple weeks ago at this new bar, The Dame, which is in the basement of the Pontotoc Hotel. That's a super cool space.
Interesting.
I went downtown before a game recently because I don't live here anymore. I'm not downtown as much. I just went downtown early before a game and to walk around. I walked down Bill and I walked down South Main and went down to Tom Lee Park. Like, you can go downtown. Like, it's really not that scary.
What are your favorite places to eat down there?
Good Fortune, I like. Yeah. If I'm spending, I like the Lobbyist. I mean, Lobbyist is great, so go there if you can. I don't eat at those kind of places frequently, right?
That was our anniversary dinner.
Yeah.
It was phenomenal.
Yeah. Little Betty, the pizza, actually, we went when we first got to town. My son, the number one place he wanted to go to back in town was Little Betty to get the pizza at Little Betty there at the Wiseacre Brewery. That's a great pregame spot.
I think the best pizza in Memphis.
Yeah.
I
agree.
I think it's tremendous.
So there's a few spots.
Well, I appreciate it, Chris. Thanks for coming on today. And if you want to listen to Chris and I some more, you can go listen to the Daily Memphian Memphis Grizzlies podcast. All right, when we come back, Jeffrey is going to use his gigantic noggin to play some trivia. What are we doing? What are we doing with the trivia? What's the plan here, Jeffrey?
All right, so we've got, fingers crossed, I think Kevin's going to be joining us via Google Meet. So I think we're good to go there. So we will be playing for tickets to the Holiday Market, outstanding event over there at the Agra Center. You'll get two tickets to go to the Holiday Market. Let's take caller number two. Of course, the phone number is 901-445-0929, 901-445-0929. We'll take caller number two.
We'll be right back. Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Coggins on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins today on 92.9 FM ESPN. I now welcome on Kevin Cerrito.
Hey, Drew. Great.
What's the term? Is it CEO of Fun and Games? Is that what this is? Host of Cerrito Trivia?
Maestro of Fun and Games.
Maestro of Fun and Games. My mistake.
I go with MC, but continue.
And CEO works. Come in. That's Calkins. Calkins gave me that nickname. So it's you can call me whatever you want. Drew, but I want to say I really enjoyed your write-up this morning in the Daily Memphian. I read it before the show, and then I heard you were hosting. I was like, fantastic. I get some more insight on this. But it was a great story about the Grizzlies and their favorite downtown restaurant. I like seeing that support. Support. That's what it's all about. If you have a favorite place, just got to support it. That's always, all the time. If you complain that, hey, why is everything so coming from China? Well, you don't have to buy the stuff from China. Buy the stuff from America if you want to, right? Like, figure out, like, the most powerful thing you have is your pocketbook and where you spend your money. So if you're complaining about something, stop for a minute and think, where am I spending my money? So go to your downtown restaurants. Drew, great story. Everybody recommend DailyMemphian.com.
Appreciate it. What do you got on tap for us today?
Well, we're kind of in this grand prize era of trivia right now. We're giving away so much stuff. As always, we've got our $1,000 game coming up in January. We're getting closer and closer to the Tournament of Champions, where we'll give one team $1,000 cash, courtesy of Jack Pertle's Chicken and Feeling Memphis. It's our annual Tournament of Champions. All you got to do is win one trivia night around town to qualify for that. But also, simultaneously right now, we've got our best team name invitational, which, one of my favorite things about trivia night, not everybody can answer every question correctly like Jeffrey. So, but you could also come up with a clever team name, and we give a prize every night for best team name. And we've got a cool grand prize we're giving away as part of what we're calling our best team name invitational this fall. It's going on up until towards the end of November. Teams are encouraged to change their team name every night, but if you win best team name, you will qualify for a chance to win this grand prize from City Brew Tours. We've got more information about that up on our website, CerritoTrivia.com. You can go to Instagram at Cerrito Live, read more about it, but we're giving away a City Brew Tour for your entire team, so you can go around and check out restaurants and other the breweries around town in Memphis and travel around. They'll drive you around. So that's going on, the City Brew Tour giveaway. Also starting next week, exclusively at our new Tuesday place at Leonard's, we're going to give you a chance at the end of every month to win $200 to Gus's Fried Chicken, which I know is everybody's favorite fried chicken restaurant. So we've got a lot of grand prizes going on. Follow us, as always. Information, the full schedule at CerritoEntertainment.com.
Awesome. You guys always have the greatest prizes on here. And the holiday market is not something I've been to yet. Well, tell me about the holiday market real quick.
Jeffrey, what do we know about the holiday market?
That's so very, it's over at the Agri Center. I don't know, like maybe like 75 different vendors come in. So you got everything from like the like Christmas decorations, like artisan stuff to food. Like it is just a.
Do we have the date on that? When is that? When does that happen? Because I mean, here we are. It's wild. This is the last trivia before Halloween. And there's only, I was looking at the schedule, we only have like six more chances to beat Jeffrey this year. There's not many more Writer Than Right trivias to go. The end of the year sneaks up really fast. So yeah, you gotta get in the holiday spirit. Great prize today. Who's our contestant?
Our contestant today will be Chris in East Memphis. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you. And that streak of Jeffrey winning will probably continue today. Just to be honest.
Oh no! Well, Jeffrey lost. He lost in September. He lost in August and September. We're waiting for his October L. It has not happened. It's the last chance to do it today. And I'm maybe throwing you a bone here because we're going spooky.
Oh, yeah.
Jeffrey's biggest fear has come to fruition this morning. It is spooky trivia because tonight is the Trick or Trivia Spooktacular at all of our trivia locations. We've got spooky trivia tonight. We've got spooky music bingo at all the music bingo locations, but trivia tonight. It's spooky trivia tonight. We're playing spooky trivia this morning. And, of course, your job is to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you will win. Of course, you just got to play honorably. I'm going to give the choice of two spooky categories. Whichever one you don't choose will automatically go to Jeffrey. He can steal from you one time and vice versa. Let's get that intro going, Jeffrey. All right, your categories to start here on this spooky edition of Writer Than Right Trivia this morning. 20th century horror or 21st century horror?
21st century.
All right, doppelgangers known as the Tethered are part of what Jordan Peele thriller horror movie?
Tethered. I think it's Us. Is that correct?
You are correct. Us is right. Point for you. Jeffrey, we're going back to the 20th century. George Romero is commonly credited with creating what subgenre of horror film?
Zombie?
Zombie is correct. We've got points for both contestants here to start, Jeffrey. We're tied up 1-1 as we go to witches or cats. Witches or cats are your next two categories on the spooky edition.
Witches is fine.
Witches, commonly associated with witchcraft, what O term is used in a medical context to refer to a condition that was hidden or unseen?
I'm going to have to go with, I have no clue.
Jeffrey, do you want to steal? Do you know? It's an O term that is used in the medical context to refer to a condition that was hidden or unseen.
No, I'm gonna leave that one.
Occult is the answer.
Oh God, OCC. I didn't know it was a medical term. Like that was the only word I had. God.
Yeah, my brain was going pure medical terms.
Yeah, right. I was like, I think it's a. God.
I can see why Jeffrey dislikes this category because I would probably get zero of these answers correct. I know nothing about horror movies.
All right, cats for you, Jeffrey. Thackeray Binks is the name of a teenager who was turned into a cat hundreds of years ago in what now classic Halloween movie?
That is Hocus Pocus.
That is Hocus Pocus. Jeffrey takes the lead. Songs or books will be our next two spooky categories this morning. Jeffrey's least favorite annual tradition we are all experiencing this morning live on the radio. Songs or books, Chris?
We're going to go with songs.
Songs. Trick or Treat is another way of saying what 80s song title by the band Bow Wow Wow?
Trick or Treat. I have no idea. Yes or no, I have no idea.
80s song title by Bow Wow Wow? We've got... Jeffrey, you have a skill.
I can't even think of them. So no, I'm going to say no.
All right. They've had one hit, and that hit was I want candy. I want candy.
Someone should have had that one.
I'll be honest, if you would have said I want candy, I would not have thought it would have been a Bow Wow.
All right, so it's still 2-1 Jeffrey over Chris.
Books, Jeffrey. Netflix's Castlevania is an adaptation of a popular video game franchise, which itself is an adaptation of what famous horror novel?
All right, one more time.
Netflix's Castlevania is an adaptation of a popular video game franchise, which itself is an adaptation of what famous horror novel?
The only thing I can think of is Dracula, so I'll go Dracula.
All right, great guess. Dracula is correct. Jeffrey, lucking out on the questions here this morning.
Yes.
That seems to always be the case.
What's the score? Do we have a score?
It's 3-1. 3-1, everybody has their steals.
3-1, Jeffrey, yep, and steals are still on the board.
All right, before we get to the final part of the game, we're going to go fruit candy or chocolate candy? Because I heard somebody say I want candy. I think that was me who said that.
Yeah, I think it was.
Fruit candy or chocolate candy?
Chocolate candy. Is it me? Yeah.
Yep, always pick.
Always, yeah. All right, Whopper's candies have a chocolate coating around what center? Yeah, Whopper's candies have a chocolate coating around what center? It's in the center of a Whopper.
I could taste it. I could see it. What is that? I can taste how bad it is right now, but I don't know.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. You don't want that taste in your mouth.
No, I'm not sure.
Jeffrey, do you like Whoppers?
I'm with him. I guess I'll steal. Aren't they milk balls?
All right, the coating around what center milk ball? Ooh. Drew, we might come to you here. I don't know if we're going to count that or not. We might need to check AI. I have malt or malted milk. Malted milk.
Jeffrey, you have a 3-1 lead here. I don't know if we can
I think malted milk is a different thing, so yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're gonna deny that.
I think it's a different thing.
Either way, nobody here likes it. Drew, you're the last one. I do not like Whoppers. Drew, your thoughts on Whoppers?
They're fine. I mean, if I was going for candy, I'm not going for Whoppers. I would have guessed cookie there. It tastes kind of like a cookie, I guess. But, yeah, no, I'd rather go for traditional chocolate options. I'm more of like a plain milk chocolate Hershey's guy.
All right, we're going to fruit candy now, though, for Jeffrey. Grape and strawberry is the most popular combination of what little candies that are usually sold in divided boxes?
Oh, that's got to be Nerds.
It's got to be. Got to be a 4-1 lead here.
4-1, Jeffrey. I knew that one. That was the first one I think I knew. Jeffrey, you've gotten pretty lucky on the questions.
I appreciate Chris's selection of the other ones.
Chris, whatever you think you need to select, you need to go the other way. Okay? All right.
It's time to Costanza.
Now the final category is bones. Bones, B-O-N-E-S. Spooky. Wait, A or B here for you. You got to choose A or B. Both are bones question.
A.
All right, question A. The bones of the ear are commonly known. You're wagering. You're one. Jeffrey, how much are you wagering?
One. I showed it to.
Oh, you are
to Drew.
Okay, we got a new setup here today. I can tell what's going on. The bones of the ear are commonly known by their nicknames, including the anvil, stirrup, and what other bone that is technically called the malleus.
Can you repeat it one more time? I'm sorry.
Spooky science at the end. The bones of the ear are commonly known by their nicknames, including the anvil, the stirrup, and what other bone that technically is called the malleus, M-A-L-L-E-U-S. So we're looking for the other bone of the ear.
Is it like a nickname? Is it hammer? Is that by chance right?
That is correct. The hammer is correct.
We got one.
2 points.
We got two.
Yes.
2 points.
Technically, he can steal this and win.
So if he wagered his one and he got that correct, are we at three now? Yes. Three for Chris.
I thought he's at two.
Two for Chris.
He could tie.
This isn't like sports betting.
Right.
You don't get your
right. You don't put your, yeah. Your you don't get to you don't get to keep the
no
whatever.
Push.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, he can well, push.
But which will it's a win in some circles for this game. All right. So true, false, and Jeffrey, your question: true, false, and floating are the three types of what bones in people. True, false, and floating. They're the three types of what bones in people.
All right. So the only thing I can think of is floating. I'm just going to go ribs.
Ribs is correct. Jeffrey wins his nice. Biggest fear.
You had to sweat a little bit.
Yeah, that was never a comfortable moment.
Got to face your fears, Jeffrey.
Yeah, of course. It's Halloween.
You never know what's going to happen.
We did not take advantage of Jeffrey not having Twitter, so I do feel like news maybe would have been, he would have been shorthanded a little bit like the Grizzlies. But, you know, spooky season did not scare Jeffrey right enough to take it out.
Yeah, the timing of his Twitter. Yeah, we have to do spooky. We can't do spooky trivia next week. I mean, next week is Christmas trivia.
No, it checks out. It checks out. Makes perfect sense to me. I think Chris played honorably.
Absolutely.
What about you?
Chris, appreciate it. I've got your information. It'll come via email.
All right, sounds good.
Anyway, quick plug before we get out here. SeritaEntertainment.com. Go there, find out where you can play. You'll hear many of these questions, a lot more than one tonight because it is trick or trivia tonight at all of our trivia locations. But also next week, you'll hear some of these as well. You're always guaranteed an advantage for being a loyal listener here to the Jeff Calkins Show when you come out and play some free trivia at some of your favorite restaurants and breweries around town. And again, the big grand prize giveaways, we're giving away $1,000 cash. We're giving away hundreds of dollars to Gus's Fried Chicken. We're giving away a brewery tour and tasting. You can find out all about all of that as well at SeritaEntertainment.com.
Thanks, Kevin. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You survived. It was your worst nightmare. I was nervous for you a little bit.
I am very grateful Kevin or Chris picked the other questions. The other categories.
It sounds like I cheer against you on the show.
It's okay. That's what that seat does to everyone.
Yeah, I do. I'm the Jeff Calkins drop. I don't like seeing other people be happy, you know? I do cheer against you in trivia. I was going to lie and say that I am actually on your team, but I'm not. So
we appreciate the honesty.
Yep. That's all right. You know what? At some point, you have to be humbled, you know? It's like Alabama football.
But this doesn't go to my head.
You're just so dominant. You're just so dominant that nobody can ever beat you. It's the most frustrating thing. I wouldn't beat you, so I wouldn't even try. All right, when we come back, we'll wrap things up. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening today. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff Calkins on 92.9 FM ESPN. We have an NFL game tonight, Jeffrey. Your thoughts, Dolphins and Ravens?
Lamar's back. I mean, I think it's interesting because the Ravens, their schedule sets up to where they can get right back in this, and also the Steelers look a little vulnerable. Like, but at the same time, like, they got a lot of ground to make up.
So many favorites have won these last couple weeks. It feels like the public's had their you're looking at staring at 7.5.
And as a nasty dog guy in the NFL, it's been tough.
I know. I'm one of those guys as well. So we'll see. I'll probably just I would take the Dolphins and just continue to be
pray to
a
God.
Nasty spread guy. Thank you for listening. Jeff will be back tomorrow. This is Drew Hill filling in for Jeff. Keep listening. Jason and John coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.